Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, oh, how I love Jesus. Sing it, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, who died and set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving me, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you hate, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You rang victorious, high and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the treasure of heaven crucified, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness has embraced. Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You rang victorious, high and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the treasure of heaven through. Defied, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Alleluia, alleluia, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For you are holy. Holy. Are you, Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Holy. Are you, Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne, crown you now with many crowns. You rang victorious, high and lifted up, Jesus, Son Son of God, the treasure of heaven crucified, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Rita, are you there?
Rita, are you there? Good morning. Thank you for this day. We thank you for the message and the messenger. We ask you to keep us, Father, from seen and unseen dangers as we go through our day, Father. There is nothing that is happening that you do not know about. We ask you to continue to keep the co-founders covered, Father, team members covered, those that are on the call, those that will be on the call, Father. There is nothing that we love you, Father, and we appreciate you. And thank you for each and everything you're doing for us. In my brother's name, Jesus, amen. Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for sitting and greeting everyone this morning. And I tell you, Minister Roslyn, you definitely brought the presence of the Lord in the place this morning because he is definitely worthy to be praised. I tell you, I am so excited because we serve a risen Savior. Yes, we do. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I am so thankful and grateful that I am alive and well and living in him. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 with our awesome co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and with their yes, they stood on God's word, and that is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we definitely have a website, as Minister Benita had mentioned earlier, that you can go to any time of the day or the hour. It is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net, where you'll see the messages have been archived there as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry. You can greet, you can host, you can share a word from the Lord. You may even have a song in your heart that God has given you, or a word that God has given you. Come and share with us. Yes, you can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, we also can. You can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports by way of email to info@themasterscall.net. But note this, that on Fridays, we do take verbally your prayer requests as well as your praise reports on the second half of the call on Fridays. Now, what initially got us all together is this phenomenal company called Artists International that was established by the Diaz de Leon family well over 30 years. And I tell you, we have some awesome, awesome health and wellness products as well as garments, as well as skincare. And you can get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, also, we have a morning motivational call that comes up every Monday through Friday right after this call, and it is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294 617 pound. Now, today is Presidential Tuesday, where they'll be talking more about the business of the call, of the company, but I tell you, great, great information that will be told there. So what I'm getting ready to do is get out of the way, because we have a lady that is truly a blessing. She has been among us for many years. She is a woman of small stature, but just like my mother-in-law used to say, she was a small stature. I'm a little piece of leather, but I'm well put together. Don't get it twisted. Okay, and I think about that with Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, who had entered into the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District female state committee member. She has served her community well. She is a woman who does not let no stop her. She continues on progressing and doing whatever is fit for her community. She has been a union delegate. She is a woman who serves with the NAACP, the NCNW. You could go and read her bio, okay, because she is a woman who stands in the Bronx. She comes on and say, "I'm Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York," okay? She has served as a state chaplain, and she is a woman who can arrest you if you go wrong out there. Yes, she can. She is a woman who stands on God's word. She loves the Lord with all her heart. She loves the body of Christ, and whenever she's asked to serve, she said, "Yes, I am ready to serve." And I'm telling you, what other person can you say, I got to hear what this little lady's got to say. I got to tell you, she talks fast, so I'm going to ask her to just slow it down just a little bit. But it's in her nature to just talk real fast. But we love her. We so appreciate her. And she is a woman of God who stands on God's word, love the Lord with all her heart. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our very own Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda Terrell. I'm just smiling.
God bless you. Take it away,
my God.
Sister.
Let me. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell. I'm trying to see, who are you talking about? What do you get that bio for? But anyway, it's so good. You know, it's so funny that like God has given us so many gifts that you certainly must use them before you depart. And I'm trying to use mine and my mother and my father's also, but I'm just thanking God for it. I'm just glad to be alive this morning. Hallelujah. I'm giving God all the praise, and I thank you, Minister Brother, for that powerful introduction. And I want to thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting everyone and praying. Thank you so much for that. And thank you, Minister Roslyn. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Yes, that is a truth. That is, oh, how I love Jesus. God bless you this morning. And I want to thank this morning my two, outstanding. I can't tell you enough about these two powerful women. If this brought us all together, Reverend Dr. P.K. Robinson, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I'm so glad to be a part of this. You know, I wouldn't do this before. I was so nervous. But as you get the confidence in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you'll speak up, fellow. You can't be ashamed of God. You got to open up your mouth. So it's not nothing to play with. It's a gift, because he didn't have to wake you up, but he did. So get up with some joy in your spirit. Hallelujah this morning. I'm so thankful this morning. I can't thank them enough. And I don't take this lightly. This is not something that you have to do. I had to went out of town, but I had to get back home so I could be ready to do this service this morning, because God is, I can't disappoint God. And God knows that he gives us I'm expecting a miracle. So you have to understand, you got to praise God. You at difficult moments, seek him, quiet moments, worship. don't take this serious. Take it very seriously. I am so glad for this morning. Well, let me just stop. And so I'm believing my title today, the believer is to walk by using his gifts, okay, by using your gifts that God giving you. And that's coming from Ephesians 4:7-6, but I'm not going to read all of that at this time. So I'm just going to read one of the verses 4-7. But unto every one of us is given a grace according to the measures of your gifts of Christ. Amen. And in the NLT Bible says, however, you see the change, he has given each one of us a special gift according to the generosity of Christ. Amen. So I just want to come to you a few minutes and let us pray. Lord, I am grateful that I have the opportunity to share with others the truth that are found in your word. I am trusting that you will increase me today. Hallelujah. And take my spirit to another level to understand there is the gift that you've given me this morning, Lord. I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. So, you know, studying the word, you have to have time to study the word. You have to, you know, engage with God and say, you know what, God, how do I come this morning? Where do I come from this morning? The believer are to walk by using your gifts. You have to use your gift. You can't take it lightly because we can remove the gifts. And what do we have then? The believer is to walk by using your gifts. That is the title this morning, by using your gifts. I thank God for my gifts. I thank Minister Brennan. Yes, I was doing all those things, and I thank God I was able to do them. I still can do things, so I'm moving towards what God has given me before I depart from here. I thank him. Well, let me say, the believers to walk by using his gifts. He gave you the gift. Hallelujah. The church is one of our bodies, and it's a body of members. It's a striking to keep moving forward to consciousness, understand the unity of the Spirit. But believers are not only to believe; they got to show up. Hallelujah! You got to show up and show off your gifts until they are something that we got to understand. There are differences between believers, and what those who are different are. They are gifts, special ability to give by God, which are to be used in strength. Believers to each of us, each of us in the world, the ministers of the gift. So this is, you know, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, there's a gift they brought us together in 2010. That was their gift. And that's why we have to continue to, I can't say, one time Dr. Vanessa said, I would say, about I was somewhere, I think it was at a conference, and they asked me to pray. I was like, what? But as I walk in the spirit and knowing that God has given me the gift, all you have to do is get your Bible and start reading and reading and reading and practicing. It works. I know. I was so afraid. I pray, but, you know, you pray to yourself. You don't pray out. But when you pray out, it's a different meaning. So the gift, that's my gift. The spiritual gifts are given by God, okay? And the subject of this is the passage that the believers walk and use the gifts that God has given us. Yes, every gift is a gift from God. Your gifts are a blessing. Your gifts, I thank God for my gifts. The gift of spirit is every believer is a gift. Note that the word, but one and one until everyone every day understand that God wakes us up, that's a gift of giving us the gift of Christ. There is not a single believer exempt of left out. Christ didn't leave us out. You know, sometimes people leave you out. Christ does not leave us out. Christ has given every believer some spiritual gift. Think about it. What is your gift? What would they say about you? You know, when we leave to go read descendant and they start to read your whole bio, some people have a book, some people have a rule. But it's the God that gives you a gift. You have to go through and see what you could do. What are your grandchildren looking at you? What are your children saying about you? The gifts. What grandma gifts? Because they look at us. They watch you. Believe me, they watch you. So your gifts, use your gifts so that they somehow have a model to go by. They can look at you. The grandma did this. And, you know, I have no church, but my nephews and niece said, Auntie, you do this, you do that. I you know what? I never thought about it. I just thought that when I, God gave me the gift, my grandmother raised us in a way to, she says, you go and whatever you do, be good at it. And I kept that in my back of my head. And I always, whatever I do, I try to be as best as I can. So people look back and say, you know what, Cynthia? You are really a woman on the move. You're doing things. You are helping others. Yes, we got to help one another. I want to say, lift you up this morning, your gifts. Look at your gifts and say, God, thank you. God, of course, is keeping a natural ability to tell in our minds. When a gift is a person, but a spiritual gift is a special gift. You know, we believers, they are highly specialized gifts. The gifts that are given to build us up believers in the churches, in the synagogues. It's necessary that we understand our ministry. You know, the world looks at us. The world watches us. We have to understand, please give your gift. Share your gift with somebody. Get up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He woke me up this morning. He didn't have to, but he did. A gift of happiness. We got to understand the gift of happiness. You can't buy gifts. This comes, this inside of you. Hallelujah. The point is to note that every genuine believer has received a spiritual gift, a highly spiritual gift. It's more than just doing anything. You carry out your gift, the ministry. The Lord upon this earth, we know Dr. PK have us right now on a fasting. Is anybody joining that? I am. There with her. I said before, Dr. PK would ask me, I was like, what is she talking about? But, you know, as I walked in faith and I walked and did the right thing, God has blessed me so much. You got to understand what this is about. Take it seriously. This morning, if you didn't get on the gift, go and do the right thing. Join her today. Join us and be a gift to somebody. Show that, because some people, you know, I'm just going to be transparent. I ask people about it. Fasting, they look at me like I had two hands. I thought, you know, and I just say, you know what, just get on and try it. You'll see what God will do for you. Another significant point is Jesus Christ give us the grace to use our gifts. The grace means the strength. That's why we get up in the morning. We got the strength to get up. Wisdom, courage, hallelujah, to motivate us, love, and concern, to care about one another, the power, all the facts that the blessings of Christ is whatever we need to use our gifts. Christ give it to us. He measures us with exact amount of grace needed to maximize the use of our gifts. The thought I thought about says, what a glorious truth. What a sparkling encouragement. Everyone is of is the gift of, by Christ. The gift is of highly specialized gift. We have to measure our grace, whatever measure we need to use the gift. Christ, I tell you, poured out his grace upon equipping us to carry out our task upon this earth. Amen? This is significant for us. That means our gifts and Christ is that very best gift for you. We should not displease with our gifts. Not cover the like something else using our gifts. Christ is a place of us, giving us the very best gift for us. It's a gift of his yielding and his commitment to serve him, That's what we got to do. We got to serve the Lord. We don't have time to not be busy. Stop being busy. I used to be busy, but I found out I had to stop because I knew I had to serve the Lord. Grandma said, stop. Y'all have to stop and be still. That's why they said, go and meditate. Give God all your time. Give God your private time. Stop the phone. Sit down the cell. Just get off the computer. Just give God the time because he watches us. You know, I think about, you know, in COVID-19 right now, so many people left, I call it unannounced. I mean, like my pastor friend, Reverend Holmes, said, this was no surprise to God. COVID is not surprise, no surprise. But were we ready? Ready? Did you use your gifts before you depart? Was you ready? And more of us has to give the talent that God has given us. And so with that, one thing we must do, we're to serve him with all our ability, serve God. This is a journey we're on. God has dealt every man a special of faith. We have to have faith to move forward. I have faith. That's why I can move forward. That's how I can get up in the morning and give God all the praise. I thank him this morning. I thank him. Hallelujah. Every time I think about my mother Oliver, she said, I thank him. Hallelujah. Because he didn't have to wake me up, but he did. Have these gifts different according to the grace that is given to us? Whether prophecy, let the prophecy according to the proportion of faith. That's in Romans 12:6. Your faith, hallelujah, give the gift of a lifetime. I thank God for the gift. That's why I can say, you know, my bio is walking in the power, the manifest of the Holy Spirit. Each Christian has God's gift of Holy Spirit. Therefore, each Christian has the spiritual power that should be exercised, that the power, remember that Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit, he came, that believers will have the power. Read it from Acts 1:8 said, but you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be witnesses of Jerusalem and all the Jews and Samaria and the end of the earth. Amen. So we got to use our gifts, not sometimes, but every day that we work out. Well, the power of Jesus has speaking of us, it is the power of each from God to speak the tongue, prophecy, do signs and miracle wonders, and much more. In short, we can bring into evidence that one manifest of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is inside of us. The gift is inside of us. We can't buy it. It's inside of us. And so that's why we get up this in the morning. We have the gift of God. We're given the gift of the Holy Spirit, the divine nature, that the scales is each Christian cannot be detected by the five senses. No one can see, to hear, or smell, or taste, or touch of it. However, the Holy Spirit is inside of the manifest of a bolt into evidence. The nine ways of the fourth of Corinthians, reading from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12:8. I'm just going to read one of them. However, each of us is a manifest of the Spirit and given the common good. So as we move forward in this world, we got to understand that we must, hallelujah, this time be able to do this for yourself. Believe that you walk and using his gifts. Yes, Lord, you got to walk and use his gifts. The believer is to walk by using his gifts and in me. I thank God for my gifts. We all have gifts. How many gifts have you used? How many can you write down today? Ask God. You don't have to ask him. You already given to him. We have to just sit down and be still and meditate. The gift of happiness, the gift of this call, the gift of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, the gift they gave us, a gift to get on this call. And I thank God for this gift. I can't thank them enough. Hallelujah. Today, we want to understand the believer is to walk by using his gifts. Use your gift today. Believe in walking by using your gift. And I thank God for this. I thank him this morning. I can't thank him enough. So in closing, now that we understand the gifts, we must use our gifts. God gave us you a gift. He gave me a gift. So we go out and use our gifts. But the manifestor of this gift is the Spirit to give every man and woman the profit of what we are doing here. We having a gift, and we can't thank God enough this day. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for empowering us and reminding us that we do have gifts to use as unto the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your word. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord being our strength. Thank you for your love just manifesting through us and for us and in us, oh God. Thank you for every good and perfect gift that we come to realize only comes from you. Lord God, we glorify you for this awesome woman of God who have poured into us and reminded us, oh God, that you have placed special gifts within each and every one of us. And Lord, we want to be careful to use them for your glory. You see, we come to realize that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So, Lord God, whatever we do is as unto you. So thank you for empowering us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for this woman of God for standing forth with the word of God in her belly, coming to realize and touching others as she always does and letting people know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. Lord God, we ask that you bless Minister Cynthia in such a special way, Lord. Keep her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. And we say no weapon formed against her will prosper. Lord God, we know she being in a political realm, Father God, that there are many obstacles that may come against her, Father, but she's standing tall in you. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing for her, through her, and with her. We know, Lord God, that this is just the beginning. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart the things that God has in store. So, Father God, as we fast and pray and seek your face, Lord God, empower us and lead us into your truth. We ask you, Father, to bless all those that are on this call. Strengthen them and encourage them and let them know, Father God, that you are doing a great work in them and through them. Thank you, Father, for healing those that are going through health challenges right now. We're calling them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you told us, Lord God, to call on you and you will answer. And then show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we're asking comfort and peace and joy of the Holy Ghost to the bereaved families, Lord God. Lord, to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So, Lord God, just give them a peace and encourage them and let them know, Father God, that you never left them nor forsaken them. We ask that you continue to bless the Weatherspoon family, the D. Lee's family, the Rosalind Peters family, the Wiggins family, Glendora Roman's family, and Anna Marie's family, Lord God, and all those, Lord, the Petersons and so many, Father, that have gone through with the homegoing of their loved ones. And we know, Father God, that you can only give them a peace and comfort them like none other. And we thank you. Lord God, have your way in this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, share this message with somebody, because there's nothing like allowing our gifts to be shown as unto the Lord. And that playback number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. The New Morning Motivational Call is coming up next with Presidential Tuesday, and that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. And also, I want to remind everybody that we're in the 10-day fast. It's not too late to join us. And if you want to do so, you can call Dr. P.K. Roberts. That number is 586-747-8000, 586-747-8000. He said one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. As we touch and agree and believe in God for the great and the mighty things to take place through us, with us, and in us, and around us, we know that he will manifest his glory. Well, I want to say thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you as you just brought us before the presence of the Lord, singing as unto the Lord. Thank you so much allowing God to use you. And thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We love and appreciate you. And thank you so much, Minister Honorable Cynthia Cox, for bringing us this word this morning, and we know that you love God. Thank you so much for being the image of him. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Minister Bennett Terrell. I so appreciate you and the entire team. I want to say to you, I didn't say Happy Black Women's Month, so we want to say that to the entire team. The gift of the Holy Spirit, God also hears witness both with signs and wonders. The very miracle of the gift of the Holy Spirit is according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go out and have an awesome day. God bless you guys.